SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to start things out here tonight with a special guest. We talked about her story last night in some detail, but not as much detail as we would have liked because we were going by the mainstream media's report of the story, which I wouldn't say was particularly negative. It seemed like it was a fairly balanced story. They got a comment or two or three from Ms. Tony Bones and also from the person who appeared to be the police chief. I wasn't really clear on if it was. I think it was. But anyway, so what has happened is Tony Bones, one of our listeners, one of the members of the Shrine of Female Listeners, in fact, the most recent member, I believe, has been aggressed against via threats and soon to be court by the people calling themselves the town of Sugar Creek. And Tony is with us here tonight. Tony, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. I know you have been kind of harried over the last 48 hours with a bunch of media requests coming in from lots of local media and even some national media as well. And basically, this is all over some flowers and some plants that you placed around your property. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would certainly appear to be because of my tire planters. I think it more has to do with the fact that I won't acknowledge that I have any dictators and that I won't acknowledge that they're entitled to my family's resources, which is why I'm kind of looking at jail time. They've since retracted. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, when did this all start? Because I know a lot of this time, this legal land stuff takes, you know, months, if not years, to really culminate in a court case. You're going to court next week over this. When did the city, or is it the town or a city, and when did they first, the issue a threat against you?
The tires, there were three tires. So first of all, I made it out like I had, I've been hoarding this mountain of tires and breeding this huge mosquito population. Hi, baby. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to juggle kids and interview at the same time. Basically, the first warning was in the winter. You can stay outside. You can be quiet, though. Sorry.
No worries.
So, yeah, the first warning was in winter. In February, and then they came back in March, and I still hadn't complied, basically, and I had no intention of doing so.
When they came the first time, was it just something by mail? Did they send you a written threat, or did they actually send one of their goons around to try to intimidate you?
So it was February, and I realized that there were heavily armed men in bulletproof vests wandering around.
If this is a bad time, we can bring you back on in a few minutes, Tony, if you need to attend to the youngins there.
Is it, they want to be attended to? They're going to be attended
yeah.
to.
Is this a bad time? I think she walked away from the laptop. I'm not sure.
Something
Tony?
Happened.
All right, well, stand by. We'll come back.
Perhaps a child pushed a button.
Maybe so. We'll come back to Tony. She is, as you can tell, she's a single mom, and
yeah.
She's going up against the state in
right.
this case.
Just what she needs. People bothering her about her planters while she's got kids to raise. And you can see the difficulty the single moms have just by this interview.
Now, Nemi is joining us here on the third microphone. Good evening.
Good evening, boys.
Are you familiar at all with Tony's situation?
I have heard a little bit about it, but I'm very glad that you guys have her on the air tonight.
So I can see her back in front of the camera here. I'm going to see if it's a better time. If this is a bad time, Tony, we can give you a few minutes.
I think they're good now. Okay. They've been frustrated. I've been doing interviews and stuff like nonstop for the last 2 days.
Yeah, sure.
So they don't really know what's going on. We're in a different place. People have been stopping by the house and just so they're frustrated.
Yeah, it's
and,
unusual for mom to get all the attention. Usually it's the other way around, I imagine.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not even sure. I mean, I Facebook and network online, and mostly I'm just a nerd, really. But I don't even think I talk to an actual adult every day. You know, so.
So, Tony Bones is with us. Just to bring you up to speed, she is being threatened by the, was it a town? The town of Sugar Creek? I missed that point.
City, town.
City, town. What do they call themselves, that gang?
Sugar Creek, yeah.
Anyway, the group of people calling themselves the Sugar Creek have come after her with threats. They're demanding money from her for having tires that she had intended to turn into planters. Now, the pictures in the story, Tony, were those not your tires? Because we were looking at the KCTV story, and they had these photos of many tires. Look, you said you only had three, and they had photos there of several tires. Were those not yours?
Yeah, it's kind of misleading. The first picture that you see is of, like, there's, like, chickens, and I'm not sure whose tire garden that was. It's very nice, I guess, you know, their expression. But reality, I only had three. They showed a picture of the back of my truck where there was two of them in there,
mm-hmm.
one being my spare tire and the other one being a green-painted tire. I wasn't really sure what to do with at this point. I've since, you know, after all the ridiculousness with the costumed individuals, had kind of an epiphany as to what I did want to do with it, though. So now I will be securing it to the front of my place and putting eggshells and then my soil in it and some vines and just kind of having it take over from there. So as they continue to drive back and forth, you know, in front of my place, attempting to intimidate or maybe just, you know, driving, you know, they can enjoy that lovely view. Because in the beginning...
How many offending tires are there? I'm just trying to get a picture of this.
There's three tires. They've been there probably for years before I got there.
Okay.
They were stacked up, you know, under the stairs. I decided to put them to use. But when I first got harassed about it, it was winter. It was like a blizzard, you know, I couldn't.
So when they harassed you, you hadn't planted anything yet. Were they still located under the stairs, or had you moved them out?
With the warning and with no citation, they were still just in the stairs because they had been, you know, walking in between. They wouldn't have even seen it if they hadn't have been, you know, walking and, you know, in people's yards. And
so
whatnot.
They were literally going house to house looking for
lurking about
zoning violations.
Yes.
This was not
lurkers.
This was not something where, like in some communities. They will only respond to complaint. So if a neighbor complains, then they'll... So what you're saying is this was on the volition of the zoning enforcers, and nobody that you know of had complained. They didn't claim that anyone had complained about it?
Oh, yeah. My neighbors are very supportive. I own my place, the land I rent. He thinks it's great. Kind of crafty, you know. So nobody has any problems with it except for them. When they first warned me, they were not painted. After they did come and threaten me and telling me, you know, kind of what I needed to do, which was absurd because I, you know, basically strangers and I own myself, we're kind of on the same page there. I then decided it would be best, you know, to paint them instead and prepare for that. So when they came back, you know, a month later, you know, they're like, okay, we're just going to warn you one more time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look, I told you these are my intentions. They're painted. They're like art, you know, like I'm not going to move them. And he's like, well, when we come back, I was like, how about you just write the citation and I'll just see you in court because I'm not doing it.
Good for you.
But yeah. So, I mean, the biggest thing, I guess, isn't so much that I'm looking at jail time because of planting things. Which, I mean, in the beginning, they said that it was not allowed, and they, you know, thought on, you know, on the news, you know, like, backtracked and said, oh, no, you're good now.
Okay, so that was one of the things that had confused us when we were talking about this yesterday, because the story from KCTV cited one of the government bureaucrats claiming that your home did not currently have any zoning violations, but yet you're saying the tires are still present?
Yes.
So, I mean, do they have plants in them at this time?
Yep, the two purple ones. There's one in my truck, because, like I said, I wasn't sure what to do with it yet,
okay.
But yeah, there's... two purple ones. I have them lined with like a burlap sack, and I throw the eggshells in them, you know, because they're good drainage and they break in the soil well.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
in one,
compost.
I've got like my.
So,
yeah,
how is it that they could say that now everything's fine, but yet still move forward with a court case?
It doesn't really make sense. I don't think they have
any
idea what hit them. You know, people bash it politically motivated and, you know, whatever. I was like, you know, maybe a little bit, but at the same time, I don't think I'm special. I think they've been farming people and harassing people.
Oh, of course, except most people cave. What makes you special is that you didn't cave. I mean, the average homeowner is going to do exactly what these government goons tell them to do. They're going to jump through whatever hoops the government guys put up. They're going to pay whatever fines the government guys demand, but you're not doing any of those things. The tires are still there. They seem to be backing down from their apparent demands, but at the same time, still bringing this criminal action against you. Can you stick with us for another segment?
Yes,
all right,
I will tend to my children's ring.
I appreciate it. All right, Tony Bones is with us here, and she is a heroic single mom who's standing up against the entirety of the state, in this case, the people calling themselves the town of Sugar Creek. We'll come back with more at 855-453. She's facing jail for planting some flowers.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We do have a special guest on the line, and we're going to return to her here in moments. Her name is Toni Bones, and you know she's a hero, and she's a mom. And it's pretty cool if you've got a mom who's actually a hero. I mean, yeah, moms are great normally because they love you, and they take care of you, and they, you know, make you food and give you a place to stay and do mom things. But moms that go above and beyond that call of duty are the heroic ones to me, the ones who are willing to actually stand up for what they believe in, and that's what we're talking about here tonight, where Toni has been threatened with jail, ultimately, because she's not going to pay the fines. the fine slash jail for having planters in her yard, having tires that had been repurposed into beautiful painted planters. And the reason for this, as I understand it, was because she, in the park that she lives, is not allowed to till up the soil. So you do your gardening on top of the soil. It makes total sense. And the local government goons did not like that very much, so they came after her. They're sort of backing down. We're going to continue her story here in moments. Also want to remind you to go to freetalklive.com. And if you appreciate what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can support us by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the concept is simple. You send $5 a month in, we take that, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well to expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Because if more people are exposed to these ideas, and if more people are exposed to individuals like Tony Bones, who are actually standing up for what they believe in, then maybe they'll be inspired to do the same thing in their life. Because ultimately, that's what needs to happen, is people need to actually go beyond the idea of just complaining about the state, which it's easy to do, and you've got that freedom in America. You've got the freedom to complain. But to actually take action, to stand up and put your own freedom on the line, in this case, putting her family, I would say, on the line, it's
sure.
usually not a good thing as far as, Child Protective Services and what they might do if mom or dad gets arrested. So I imagine that's one major concern. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a question for Tony. We can take your calls. And, of course, the Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. So it's good to stand up. And I think that it's heroic whenever somebody does that anywhere they are. But it's better to stand up when you've got a support network around to help you, when there's hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all in the same geographic area. You can go to freestateproject.org and learn about that. That's the reason why Mark and myself are here. And Emmy, you're a New Hampshire native, but Mark and I, we moved here in 2006. And I have to say, it's probably one of the best, if not the best, decisions I made in my life.
I'm glad you guys are here.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm psyched you guys are here.
It's so much more fun than living in Florida. Anyway, we're going to come back here to Tony. Also want to welcome KENTAM 1400 Kent in Parowan, Utah. Or Parowan, I believe. The O is pronounced as an A, I think. Parowan, Utah. Now, they are actually simulcasting KZNU out of St. George, so it's great to have KZNU's signal reaching into a new community, which, of course, KZNU is one of the few and the proud stations that carries all 21 hours live of Free Talk
awesome.
Live every single week. So Parowan is going to be doing the same thing. So welcome aboard to everybody listening there. This show is obviously a little bit different from your typical talk radio program, and maybe that's why Tony Bones is one of our listeners. So she's not only a newsmaker, but she's also a Free Talk Live listener. And welcome back, Tony.
Hey. One thing I just really want to stress is that I'm not doing anything special, at least it seems to me, or anything that anybody else could do. I'm a single mom. And if I can pull this off, I mean, childcare I've somehow managed to pull off with some really legitimate, people I respect and love and trust with my children. So that's all set up. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And that's really, if anybody gets anything from this, is that, what baffles me the most is that it is such big news. I'm a hermit. It's just baffling that this is it's just someone standing up and saying, hey, these are my family's resources, and you're not entitled to them.
Right.
It's such big news. But I guess it is, and that's kind of my thing with this is that, yeah, it is ridiculous. And, if they're going to put me in a cage over it, it's not going to be me that looks like the bad guy. And if that's what it takes to get a few people to, think a little differently, about what liberty might be, or freedom or self-ownership, then I guess, so be it. And, the Child Protection Services thing you brought up, that's another reason I'm kind of hiding out a little bit because I know they're, really embarrassed. I know it's a pretty corrupt little town. And I think they'll dismiss it. I think that the way they're backtracking.
Last minute. Have they offered you any plea deals at this point?
No, I haven't. I haven't really been in contact with them.
And court's coming up when? Next week?
Yeah, July 9th at 6:30 p.m. at 1001 Heroes Way in Sugar Creek, Missouri.
There's a Facebook event for that.
Heroes Way, really?
Just to clarify,
is
there a Facebook event for this?
Yes, there is.
Can you send me that link on Facebook, and then we'll repost that link to our listeners in case there's anybody in the... You're in the Kansas City area. Is that where Sugar Creek is?
Yeah, just north of Independence, yeah.
So anybody in that area will hopefully be able to come out. And I've seen there are already people that are saying they're going to come out to this. Has the news media covered the idea that the trial's happening? Have you been able to kind of get the word out maybe on some of these radio interviews that you've been doing? That, you know, because I know you've been doing a lot of local radio. Has that been a good resource, you think, to open people up to coming out to this and supporting you?
Absolutely. I mean, the local radio and stuff has definitely been my favorite, as I find KCTV kind of almost a little misleading, you know, and then they get me live and they're totally not prepared for what happens next. You know, they see me and then they kind of thinking, I don't know, they're just not prepared for, you know, what comes out of my mouth next. So it's been really cool to just be able to, like, be somewhat uncensored and, like, get my actual story out there, you know, and my motivations behind it and expose people to those ideas. Also, the Sunday before the court date, we have a community barbecue / Missouri Kansas cop block meeting. Where, because even before this went viral, I mean, so many people just locally were coming forward like, hey, this has happened, or you know, I support you with this, or, you know, it was just really, really touching to see just how many people came out of the woodwork so quickly, even before things really got big. So we're going to be meeting up on Sunday, barbecuing, having fun, and painting tires.
Good for you.
Awesome.
There's a,
he says it's, you know, acceptable now, right? So we're going to decorate Sugar Creek with a bunch of tires.
My house has been, we've been working on a project with used tires that we're actually making alligators. So this is a kind of relevant to me, too, living here in Keene.
Like tire sculpting.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And if you Google, there are plenty of things that you can make, really awesome, cool-looking things. Vintage chairs out of mountain bike tires. Just awesome stuff. And so my housemates and I were planning on building the alligators, which would just look really cool in our yard. And but we also here in Keene deal with Fred Parcells, who's our code enforcement person. So I'm kind of inspired now to go home and kind of amp this up a little bit, you know. So somebody, you know, so Fred has one more thing to complain about.
So, Tony, is it true that you are a Free State Project participant?
Yes. I mean, one of the biggest reasons, well, part of, you know, why this little trailer was appealing, you know, I'd never, like, lived in this kind of situation before, that I was in a situation where it was just a violent, scary situation. I was coming out of it, and I was like, wow, I'm a single mom. I have three kids. I have next to no resources. How am I going to, you know, afford childcare, all these things? And I found, you know, I was like, okay, I can, you know, spend what I spent on this mobile home. I call it a shanty. Anyways, or...
Hold that thought. I'm going to bring you back for just a little bit more. Can you stick with us?
Yeah.
All right, Tony Bones is here with us from Missouri Cop Block, and she's going to trial next week unless they drop the charges, which they may very well do right before the trial. They have the government guys.
Day of, yep.
Yeah, a habit of doing that stuff here. 855, 453, going to trial for planting some plants and some planters in her yard. More coming up. Freedom, baby. For Cop Block.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer. In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. Though right now, your calls topics will be restricted to questions for our special guest, Toni Bones. She is with Cop Block out in Missouri, and she's in the Sugar Creek area, which is somewhere nearby Independence, Missouri. And she's being attacked by the local government people over having used some old tires that apparently had been at her house since before she lived there, and apparently stored underneath some stairs. The zoning goons were doing a walk through the neighborhood looking for reasons to harass people, because usually it works. Usually when the government guys come through the neighborhood and they spot so-called zoning issues, they'll write up a threat, and then usually the threat will gain compliance from whatever the individual is that has whatever the issue supposedly is. So usually the first warning's probably good enough. And then they will, of course, sometimes give another warning and then threaten you that they're going to issue some sort of fine. They'll usually issue the fine if the person is a holdout, and then eventually the individual will cave, they'll pay the fine money, and they'll correct whatever the supposed issue was. It's pretty rare that zoning people or any cops or any government aggressors will encounter someone like Toni Bones, which is, as she put it in a private message to me earlier, sad that she's recognizable because she's standing up. It's unfortunate that more people aren't willing to stand up for themselves. We're going to continue with Toni here in moments.
I'm heading out to Las Vegas for Freedom Fest next week. Should be really exciting. There's going to be all kinds of libertarian luminaries there, like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, many more. Lots of folks with lots of different opinions at Freedom Fest talking about their ideas of liberty. It's going to be held July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. You know there's nothing like Freedom Fest. You know there's nothing like Vegas. Come on out. They're booking rooms fast, so get your tickets and hotel rooms now. It's an event you don't want to miss. FreedomFest.com. Register now. FreedomFest.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. We'll be posting the link to her event here shortly on our Facebook, Twitter, and our Google+. It'll be to the Facebook event. You can jot down the info if you're in the Independence, Missouri area. Please go out and support Toni. We're back with Toni Bones live from her neighborhood there in Sugar Creek. your plan is to, do you have a plan for the trial, Tony, as far as, do you have some questions written out for these bureaucrats? Because that can be kind of fun, the fun of the trial. If there's any level of fun to be had, it's that you get these bureaucrats on the stand and under oath, and they usually have to answer a lot of the questions you throw at them. You have anything that creative that you thought of already?
Everything has happened so really fast that I have plenty of ideas and everything, but I'll probably, really nail out the final, everything as far as that goes just before. I've got lots of ideas, and it's definitely going to be interesting, but...
How much time have you spent in criminal courtrooms up until now?
I had, a DUI a few years ago, which I paid something like $7,500 for.
Jeez.
I got 2 years on unsupervised probation. So I didn't have to, paint a cup or any of that, which is pretty amazing considering, there was paraphernalia charges and I blew smoke in the cop's face and everything, but they were all my charges.
Good for you.
And I continued it, and I got the lawyer, and they saw, this little pregnant girl, no, she wouldn't do that. You could tell they didn't even open the file. They just have people in and out of there, just taking the money. They didn't even open the file and look at what I did.
So basically, last time you kind of took the plea deal, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I did.
So this is the first time that you're really going to be going through a full-on, criminal hearing.
I'm a peaceful person. I don't think if there's no victim, there's no crime. It's ridiculous. I've grown a lot as far as where I'm at in my philosophy and just principles in general in the last 2 years. And I feel good about it. I'm excited to get this over with.
Yeah, for sure. Where did you come from, by the way, as far as, you said the last few years, so what was your, history of finding the ideas of liberty? How'd that happen for you?
Well, I've kind of been politically active even long before I could vote. I was a little statist kid, I guess. I was had the, carry is less scary signs and all that. I used to, be all about the Constitution, really wanted to believe that it could or would work, and it's kind of grown over time to realize that, it can't work. You have too many conflicts of interest. You've got, control of resources, power, money. This is going to attract corrupt, not good people, and good people really don't have a desire to rule over other people.
Sure.
So since then, in the last couple of years, I've been introduced to agorism, free market, voluntarism, self-ownership, and just stand up for yourself and better ideas.
And how did you end up getting connected with Cop Block? Because now you're one of the primary, people in Missouri Cop Block. So how did that happen? How did you get clued in? Was it Pete Ayer, or how'd that occur?
I'm a co-founder. I've seen it before. Police brutality was always, really one of those things that got me, out of my chair yelling at the computer, So it's always been a passion of mine. I guess I just kind of stumbled upon it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of founded it a few months before Music City Liberty Fest in Nashville, where I got to meet Adamo and Pete, and that was a good inspiration as well, too. And we just kind of took off from there, I guess.
Cool. And so when are you expecting to finally leave Missouri and get to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was part of the reason I bought, this place, because it was paid off. It's mine. My living expenses are really low. Therefore, I can do what I need to do to get by as well as save and raise my own children versus pay somebody else to do so,
mm-hmm.
which is appealing to me. But being a single mom and stuff, I wouldn't have a hope in, hell of being able to save up and get to New Hampshire without being in this situation. Hopefully soon. I initially thought, maybe I'd be there, this last spring, but things just got kind of crazy. I'd like to be there as soon as possible. I've gotten in touch with Katie McCall, who I really just admire and respect and love.
For listeners that don't know, that's Katie McCall. We had her on during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. She's the another heroic single mom who actually went and was facing felony. It is a felon out of California because she did so-called unauthorized practice of medicine, which was essentially taking someone's blood pressure during a midwife kind of birth. And she got the hell out of California as soon as she could, as soon as her probation was up, basically. And I know she's pretty happy to be up here. So I think that you and her would probably make a pretty cool team. Looking forward to seeing you when you get here. Was there any other questions y'all had for Tony while we have her on?
I just wanted to know, the three tires that you had referred to in the circumstance that they kind of had to skulk about and find on your property, you said they were underneath something. Were they out of the sort of the weather, or could, you know, their complaint is that they could collect water.
Mosquitoes, yeah.
Yeah. Could they collect water?
Well, I'd imagine, I mean, there was like a foot and a half of snow, and it's not like a enclosed there, so like metal.
So
but
like
there wasn't
snow
a mosquito
mosquitoes.
Problem. No, it was right. February and March, you know. I would have had to shovel them out of like a foot and a half of snow.
Yeah, the little the mosquitoes with the parkas could get you.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about you guys. I had a tire swing when I was a kid. There was a hole drilled in the bottom of it, so if it didn't get rained on,
problem
it
solved.
Would run out and be fine.
Tony, I want to say
winter mosquitoes give you frostbite.
I want to say thanks for taking time out of your evening tonight. I know you've got some kiddos there that you probably would need to attend to, so we're going to let you go. But thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, Tony Bones.
Have a good one, guys.
From Missouri Coplock, and also a member of the Shrine of Female Listeners. She is the lady who's making national headlines currently. The Raw story picked up the story. I think some paper out in Phoenix. I haven't done a check today, but she was doing interviews all yesterday.
All over the internets.
Yeah, and as it should be, because people who stand up for themselves and their freedom, you know, they should get some attention, because maybe there will be somebody else who's inspired by that. I know that's definitely what's happened here with folks like Derek J and myself and Rich Paul. Everybody, every time there's a person who actually makes a stand for liberty, there are other people who are watching that very carefully, and they're very interested. Maybe a lot of them are quiet. A lot of them will never say anything to you, but some will. You know, when I was sitting in jail, and I know that Rich is right now. In fact, I posted a blog post from Rich Paul last night at freekeen.com. So if you want to check that out, you can. His blog post is basically his response to someone who'd emailed him about getting involved in the Liberty Movement, somebody who was inspired by Rich to actually get active in the first place. So it's one of those kind of fence-sitting, watching people, saw what Rich did, and that was it. That was what it took to inspire
Red
somebody else.
Moment.
So you never know who you're going to affect when you stand up for your principles and what you believe in, and so that's what Tony Bones has done here, and that's awesome. 855-453, and if there are more people like her coming to New Hampshire, we're going to give the state a real run for their money.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. 453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Those features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact with other listeners. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. You can access all of that by going to cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. It's free.
So I just moved a few bitcoins out of my blockchain.info account, and this is a really great choice for people who, you know, perhaps just have sort of, you know, a middling amount of bitcoins. It's an online account. I don't think you'd want to keep your life savings in an online account, but this one is really kind of cool because it does all the encryption right in your browser. So the NSA, the FBI, they never have access to your money. And if you, in fact, if you're careful, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving through your blockchain.info wallet. They've got tools that easily allow you to send or receive bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users, and it's easy to get your blockchain.info account in which to keep your Bitcoins. You can get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. They've got apps for Androids and iPhones, and I think that's the very best thing about the blockchain account is there are apps that you can put on your phone and keep some Bitcoins on your phone so you can spend them. But none of the apps correspond really to the internet. I haven't experienced that yet. Whereas blockchain, I can use it on my laptop, and I can use it on my smartphone. And that makes it very convenient. Blockchain.info.
All right, so 855-453 is a toll-free number. Let's go to the phones. Michael is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. I was listening to the podcast from last night during work today, and
yes,
I think
sir.
You're talking to Billy Ray about cops and, you know, how they might prevent crime. I think you're playing like devil's advocate or whatever.
All right. Johnny Ray is co-host. Johnny Ray. Go ahead.
Johnny Ray. Sorry. Yeah. I just have a story of, I think, how cops make more crime because something happened to me about 4 years ago.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I live in Charleston, and my bike got stolen off my porch. Some kid came up and kicked the spokes off the porch and took it with the lock and all.
Wow.
It was on security camera. So obviously I called the cops because the landlord needed to, police report so he can file for insurance for the damage as well as my bike. So his face was like fully on the, you know, on the, video. And basically the police go, "It's gonna be too hard to find this guy, so we're not really gonna do anything."
We have to work too hard.
Yeah. They actually have
they
to,
actually
you know,
told
solve
you
a
that?
Real crime. Oh, yeah. They go, more than likely nothing's gonna happen, you know, if we catch them on a bike doing another crime, then we'll give you a call. Because they had my, you know, the bike serial number and all that. The same cop 2 weeks later pulled me over for speeding. So, you know, they can make a victim by making me pay money, but they can't actually stop a real crime.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting point. So what you're saying is, including the victimization of the cops, there's more aggression out there because of the police.
Oh, yeah. They made me a victim. They created
a
crime.
That makes sense.
They stole money out of my pocket.
So I would say that this is one thing that people don't really think about when it comes to the police. You see all these police shows out there and these incredible crime labs and these investigatory units, and you get the impression that police spend a lot of time investigating crime. And there certainly are some police that spend their days investigating crime.
There are, yeah.
But the vast majority of police are not investigating crimes, and they're, I don't know, very, very, very few of them are investigating property crimes. Essentially, what it comes down to it is, if your property is stolen, you're going to find it, or you're going to write it up. I mean, it's an insurance problem.
Yeah, it's like, you know, this kid is probably stealing more bikes, so it's like they could actually stop someone that actually is committing a real, you know, crime because they're stealing property from other people. But instead, it's easier to pick on someone that has a job and, you know, they can pull over in a, you know, a nicer car and be like, oh, I can probably extract money from this guy.
Sure. You know?
And it was before I really, like, I guess was really far into the liberty movement. So I was just kind of like, oh, well, you know, I broke the rules. I was going too fast. You know, and it's just like, it kind of hits me now just like how much of a victim they make people. You know, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I wasn't driving unsafe or anything. It's just, I wish back that, you know, I felt the same way then so I could challenge it in court, but.
Let me tell you, it's not hard to get another ticket for something these days, as we found out with Tony Bones there. She's planting some flowers in her front yard, and that's all it took. So it
I try very hard not to get tickets because I don't want to give them any money. And they, you know, their courts are set up so that they, essentially, you're not going to win unless you take something to an appeal.
Well, what happens in South Carolina when you go to trial and get found guilty? Are there court costs involved? Do you know?
You know, I don't know because, like, I've never gotten a ticket before. I just don't drive really, you know, obnoxiously. So that, I didn't even get a warning the first time they gave me a ticket. So, and I didn't go then. So I don't really know.
That's something worth looking into. I mean, because when you hear stories like Tony's, when you hear, you know, other stories we might tell on the air about people standing up for their rights and going to court, if we're talking about New Hampshire, there is no real, like, risk necessarily to going to court for a lot of fines. Now, there is, from what I understand on some things, there is like a 24% fee that they will tack on, but that I'm not sure if that's simply because you've gone to trial or just because that's just the way they do things. But in a lot of places, it's like it's multi-hundreds of dollars. I know in Florida, if you go to trial on even just a town ordinance violation, it's a $300 court cost.
Yep. In Manchester, New Hampshire, if you appeal a parking ticket, you need to pay the fine in full before you go to court. Yep.
Have you confirmed that? Because I remember you saying something about
that before.
I have
confirmed that. Yep. I have not gotten a Manchester parking ticket yet, but it is on my list of things to do.
All right, so Michael, it's good to check these things out and kind of learn, because you're going to learn by default anyway. It's kind of good to know in advance what you're getting into before you do. And a lot of, I know that in Florida it's really bad. I don't know if it's the same way in South Carolina. It's yet another reason to consider a move to New Hampshire, where challenging things in court is a lower risk activity. But nonetheless, I don't blame you for wanting to do that. And of course, if you can do it, then also look into, you know, what it takes to get a camera into the courtroom. And that's something I forgot to ask Tony about, is whether or not she's going to be able to have a video camera in there. Because if, you know, if you're there all by yourself and nobody comes to support you, then at least you could maybe get a video clip online on YouTube about what happened, so other people might be able to be inspired by it. But glad you called tonight with the story, and you make a great point. Thanks, Michael. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So these are important things for people to do, is to stand up for themselves, but it's just unfortunate that it's so seldom that individuals do it. It's unfortunate that Tony Bones, the mom we were talking with earlier in the hour, is, you know, the only person you can really point to in the Kansas City, Missouri area who is doing something like this, who's standing up for her freedom. Other people love it when it happens. She's getting a lot of outpouring of support for the community. Thankfully, the media is covering it, and that's going to result, I think, in a pretty good turnout for her trial coming up next week. But usually, in a lot of these cases, you know, people just go down without any kind of issue, and they pay the fines, and they do what they're told, and then they never get support because there's nothing to support.
Tony's support seems to be predicated upon painted tires that are made into planters, which maybe not even hers. Maybe these are stock photos or something that are attached to it. Whereas if you're somebody who takes a parking ticket or speeding ticket to trial, you're not going to get any kind of coverage, and there's no...
That's true.
I mean, really,
yeah.
What you have to ask yourself, especially if you're not in New Hampshire, is do I want to throw time and money after, you know, money? Because the fact is that likely when it comes to the speeding ticket, you're not going to... I mean, it's hard to fight and win.
I did get my speeding ticket thrown out, the one I've got... Well, I've had a couple. The first one I got thrown out. The second one is still working through the system. But I showed up at one of the court hearings or the pretrial hearing or whatever, and the other bureaucrat didn't show up for it. So I motioned to dismiss.
Yeah, I got it.
That's awesome. But you're right, Mark. I mean, I had to spend time because it was in a different city. So I had to spend time traveling out there, and I had to spend, you know, $20, $10 or whatever in gas to get out there. And then I sat there for literally 2 hours before they finally got to call my case. I mean, they gave that trooper extra time.
Yeah, they wanted him there.
All the credit in the world.
Yeah.
They get all the credit in the world. But if you are late, God forbid.
Right. So, you do have to invest time. And
another day's pay, whatever your preparation time is, the gasoline to go there. You know, if you're going to do it, go to howtowinincourt.com and use coupon code FTL and buy their course. But, you know, I just got to say that these courts seem to be set up in order to make money off of people. They don't seem to be set up in order to provide any kind of fairness around justice.
Right. I don't believe it either.
If there was fairness, then when the police officer said something and you said something that contradicted them,
the judge would be like, I don't know who to believe.
Yeah, but they don't. No. They, you know, essentially whatever you say, in my case, when I took a speeding ticket to trial, they said, well, we have here an officer with 15 years experience or whatever. Basically just saying, you know, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. The guy couldn't tell me the color of my car.
And he's still lost, right?
Remember anything about the situation.
You still lost, but you did end up going with an alternative payment, right? Or was it to volunteer? What did you end up doing?
I had to do volunteer work.
You didn't give money to the court, though, which is also another important step, is to just do not pay the fees. Hour 2, coming up.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.